Varis Health Partners.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation. This is an interactive program. 850-437-1620. We'll take calls or you can send us a message in the text line. I want to welcome my two guests. Keith from Varis. I always want to say Varis because I'm like this. We just add letters where I come from, but Varis Health Partners. And today, you have brought a guest with you, David Glasson from A-Hero. A-Hero connects veterans and first responders through outdoor activities as a means to recover from their physical wounds and psychological trauma to reintegrate with American life. This is a nonprofit, folks. This is tax-deductible. Contributions are always welcome. And they are all, every single one of them, 100% dedicated to the mission, A-Hero programming, and they operate under 100% volunteer staff. So when you invest in this group, you are investing in the entire mission, which is giving me the chill factor already this morning. And it's already kind of cool outside.
I could not have said that better, Jess. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Can't guarantee I can always be that smooth, but I'll take that last 30 seconds. But thank you so much for coming today, Keith. How are you?
Good. Had a lot of flaming come down. That was chaos. Anybody know an event planner I can hire?
Hi, my name is Jess.
I was there for a little while.
So I can do that.
You're hired. I'm gonna. I told him I was going to do it. Yeah, Jess. And hello to everyone out there. This is kind of a veteran thing, but it's also it also reaches out to other people as well. And you know what, David? I'm going to call him Colonel, so I'm an Air Force guy. I can do things like that. One of the things that how we got to meet each other was at PVSON. PVSON is Pensacola Veterans Support Organization Network, and it's a room filled with nonprofits, donors, businesses, and the whole purpose really is to find resources for veterans out there that are transitioning out, or you know, still in, or got out, or retired, or whatever. So that's how I met Colonel David, and what caught my ear when we first started talking was they were supporting veterans, but then he mentioned first responders. And that I have a personal relationship because my brother was a captain in the Army National Guard in New Mexico. He did a few tours in Iraq, and he was on the boots on the ground when he came back to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And 24/7 as a police officer, detective, and all that stuff. So that really kind of interests me in finding out information about A-Hero. So I'm going to cut this over to you, David, so you can tell us how you got involved and what's going on with A-Heroes. And I'm looking forward to hearing this upcoming event you guys are having.
Thanks, Keith, and thank you, Jess. I'd be remiss if, since you brought up the PVSON, the Pensacola Veterans Support Organization Network, if I did not mention the incredible and professional work of Miss Lori Milkeris. And because she's an eight-year Air Force veteran, and because you're here hosting the show, I wanted to make sure that we brought up and mentioned her contribution to the veteran community in this area with her leadership up there at University of West Florida, and she's the director of the Military Veterans and Resource Center. the work that gets done there, the networking that gets done there, and the opportunity that she and the university are providing for all these non-governmental organizations, veteran support organizations, quite a few federal organizations. The VA sends reps, the Vet Center is there, and so many other organizations show up with their leadership, and we all get an opportunity to say who we are and who we represent and how we can offer solutions and services to the veteran community. And in a hero's case, about 5 or 6 years ago, our board of directors decided that, we discussed the fact that, you know, we're very fortunate in this country. The average American citizen is quite patriotic, and the average American citizen really appreciates and tells us how much they support their military. I don't go anywhere in this town, especially, without being told, "Thank you for your service."
Yeah, but that's a fact, isn't it?
Yeah. But and so if we take a look around, take a stop and take a minute to think about the reality of the communities that we live in, where would we be without our first responders? And really, how different is what they do on a daily basis? In fact, it is a daily basis. Whereas in the military, you know, you come back for 6 months, 18 months, but they're living it every single day. And so firefighters and law enforcement officers and EMT people are out there taking care of our communities, and without them, we'd be a mess. And what would be the point of having a military if we had chaos in our communities, right?
Correct.
So really, it's it just made sense to extend our programming to all first responders as well.
Yeah, it's an excellent, it just caught my ear and my attention when you talked about it. It's really cool. I mean, we had a conversation the other day about the first responders.
Mm-hmm. It's my heart, folks. It's my heart hard because I grew up in a family of first responders, and my father, my brother, my uncles, my nephews. So
yeah,
that's excellent. Thank you.
And if we had more time, I'd get into some specific examples of that kind of life that they lead, the lifestyle, the trauma that they deal with on a regular basis. I know we have some other topics that we want to cover, and I just say, here's to our first responders. Yeah.
So the other part of it was we started talking about transitioning, mm-hmm. what it was like to transition out of the military.
Yeah.
And there's a couple different scenarios there. One is you do your full 20 and you're retired. There's another one. I'm talking to a nephew of mine who got a medical discharge and medical retirement too, mm-hmm. from it.
Yeah.
And so that's something I'm not quite sure how that works, but I'm working on it. Maybe you could talk to me about that. But that's a transition into the private sector, and then you have those people who are getting out. They do their 4 years, 6 years, or whatever, and getting out. And I like to bring this story up. I'm part of the military advisory committee in Navarre, and we had a gentleman there that was looking at getting out. He had a family of four. And I said, well, let me do your numbers for you, because this is what it's going to cost you to get out for your insurance. And if you match TRICARE, that's their health plan, up with the plans that are on the exchange, what you would normally get, it was around $24,000 a year.
Wow.
For a family of four, if you match it up with what's on the marketplace and TRICARE. So it changed his mind, and he stayed in. And I see a lot of that. Folks are like making that decision. And one of my grandson, he's just now getting a kid. And yeah. I'm like, you better think about it, because he's talking about getting out after 6 years. I was like, you may think about that. If you don't have something to back you up, an employer plan or something like that, you could end up in – you could end up in a big hole.
Yeah.
And, you know, another scenario that I have is that, I'm using the VA. And I said, well, what about your spouse? And what about your kids? How are you going to do that? It's just expensive. So you have to have something to back up for that. So that gentleman decided he was going to do another 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that's how that works. So,
yeah, I would offer that, number one, A-Hero is an event-based organization that really focuses on kind of the after transition. And, you know, we're constantly in receive mode for learning about different aspects, different realities that our veterans are faced with, and then trying to bring solutions through other organizations and agencies and individual people that are specialists in their field to those veterans through our event-based programming. And so I think Veris has a offers a real opportunity for a hero to kind of do a deep dive into scenarios like that, which I think you outlined it pretty well by saying, you know, you're either a veteran after you do 4 years or 8 years, you transition out, or you're leaving the military because of some sort of situation or issue that is beyond your control, such as a medical retirement, you get injured, and then there's the retirement. And, you know, all three of those are situations that the average veteran is not prepared for, even the retired guys, me being one of them. We're just really not prepared in terms of what we were exposed to during our time. And, you know, the DOD is a warfighting machine. It's not a get you smart on the ways of the world and your financials and things like that. So
Right. They
really maximize their time for to get their pound of flesh out of you. Once you raise your right hand and swear an oath to defend the nation and the Constitution, you get in there, and it's a pressure cooker for the entire time you're in, especially if we're in a wartime footing. So there's just no time or very limited time. And then there's this fire hose reality that happens when a given veteran is transitioning out, regardless of their circumstances. There's this fire hose of timeline, time compression to get a job, to take care of the family, to pay the bills, to relocate is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
And all of these pressures happen all at once, and the financial reality of departing an institution that essentially prides itself on taking care of all aspects of your life, your healthcare, your housing, your job, your compensation, everything's kind of wrapped up, and then you're out there on your own. And so I think I look forward to building this relationship with yourself and Veris, because I think this healthcare transition, or the realities of healthcare costs, is something that should be less of a decision-making priority than it is now, because, like you say, the costs are so high. And so if you don't get the right information from the right people, learn about the right programs that are out there, the right companies, then I think the average veteran is likely going to miss an opportunity to do better than they would otherwise.
So. Yeah, I just, do you remember the time you transitioned out? And when I transitioned out, I was like, okay, health insurance, what do I do with it? So I just knew that there's a lot involved with this. I start learning, like, deductibles, co-pays, co-insurance, and all that other stuff. Because TRICARE actually has that. There's two ways of getting TRICARE, and that's one TRICARE and then TRICARE Select, and one's Prime. So the easy way to explain that is an HMO and a PPO in the other world. So HMO would be your Prime, which you have to go use the community center, or you go to the PACE and get that done. You're very restricted on where you can go. And this one always gets people that a lot of times they're in a Prime area that doesn't have any doctors, so they have to travel miles for a doctor. The other one is TRICARE Select. So I always tell them, pick TRICARE Select, because that gives you a lot more freedom. You have a lot more doctors in the network, so you pretty much have every network you need. So if you need to go to the Mayo Clinic, you can go. And if you need to go to MD Anderson, you can go. You're not going to be able to do that very easily on a Prime. And especially if you have some people in the family that need need more medical care than you, or family member. So that's one area that I didn't know. All I knew is when I got out, it's like, I need freedom because I'm going to be moving around a lot. I need to have that down, and Prime didn't give me that. So
I will say, I'll take the opportunity now, as I'm listening to you, the what I do know for a fact is that every single veteran every single active duty service member that's about that's going to become a veteran really needs to focus on their medical record while they're in.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And not just focus on it, but, you know, we constantly have this balance of what our duties and responsibilities are in whatever branch of service we're in, right? I was a helicopter pilot, so I wanted to fly. Like, and, you know, that's really all that mattered to me when I was a young officer in the Marine Corps flying helicopters. They, you know, they put you on a syllabus. You're going to be a helicopter second pilot, which is H2P. It's been a long time. Then you're going to become an aircraft commander. Then you're going to start to get designations on top of your aircraft commander. So anytime I'm off the flight schedule because I'm sick or I broke a bone or, you know, any number of medical-related issues, I am now going to be behind my peers. And so it is incumbent upon me as a service member to stay healthy best I can and manage the health conditions, sickness, and injuries in-house, so to speak, so I don't need to go get documentation, right? Or go see a doctor that might say, no, you're not fit to go on this deployment. You're not fit to get on the aircraft. You're not fit to do any number of things. So there's this constant kind of fear of the medical community while you're active duty, which is needs to be really managed to the point of, you have to understand what your circumstances are and what your priorities are. But regardless, everything must be documented to the extent that you're going to reveal a condition, an injury, or whatever. You got to get it documented, because even in just 4 years of service, that medical record gets totaled up while you're still wearing your uniform. They go through it, assuming you do the right thing and take the time to have them do this, but they go through that entire medical record page by page, and they assess and consolidate all of your health conditions and times you went into the infirmary or whatever. And then that package is then slid over to the VA. And in my case, the VA made me go do the same 16 appointments that the active duty component scheduled me for after my review of my medical record. And all the VA did was basically say, well, we have to do them over again because that's the DOD. And the DOD and the VA really don't talk to each other. And frankly, they're not very trusting of each other. At least that's my perception. So please, for all you active duty folks, make sure you document everything.
Amen.
Yeah. Great. And we have a call. So if you want to be part of the conversation, 850-437-1620. I also want you to go to verushb.com, check them out, as well as go to aherousa.org as well. And we have a call. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Michael from the Best Side, which, as we all know, is the West Side. Right over here where the VA hospital is, the clinic. And I concur with the gentleman. It's almost a battle with active duty and the VA. When you get out to the VA, it's like starting at step one again. But the good news is there's a group out there right at the JAC, the Joint Ambulatory Care Clinic, known as the VA hospital, called the DAV. Strictly volunteers, they're the disabled American veterans, and they will go through page by page and help you get whatever benefits you've earned. So I just wanted to throw that 2 cents in there. I appreciate the show, and thank you, fellas, for all your hard work. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael, and I concur. The Disabled American Veterans Organization, the single largest veteran support organization in the country. I've been corrected when I say that in the past, but I got to tell you what, the DAV really extends themselves above and beyond and apart from many of the other service organizations, such as I shouldn't be dropping names like that. Let's just say the DAV and their veteran service officers are typically highly trained and really they care, and they'll go the extra mile to make sure that the paperwork and the details, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. So thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much, Michael. Now, David, I know we can go to the website, and I do see there's a lot of really great information there as well. I know there's a registration page, there's a contact page, but what are other ways that people can get in contact with your organization?
Well, there's my personal email is david.glassman at aherousa.com. And the .com bit is just because we had a .com website when we first started many, many years, 14 years ago. And it's just so hard to transition email addresses. The phone number, I try not to, you know, get my cell phone jammed up, but there is a phone number on the website at aherousa.org, so feel free to contact that number. And then there's the social media. We have a pretty strong presence on Facebook, and that's just A-H-E-R-O or A Hero. That's pretty much the only social media we really do. We also have A Hero Records, which is a record label that was started by a recently retired Marine Corps colonel named Mike Corrado, who's been a musician his whole life. He's up in the Shelbyville area, which is just outside of Nashville. And we were able to do some songwriting, healing through songwriting opportunities for vets and first responders up there in that studio. So pretty easy to find either of those two organizations, A Hero or A Hero Records, either on YouTube, on Facebook, or on the websites.
Now, do you have an event coming up?
We do. Thanks for asking, Jess. Smart. Like that was
sometimes.
Yeah. So the timing here is really great, guys. Thanks to Keith and you, Jess, and to Cat Country and all our great people that run this studio here. I've been in this studio quite a few times in the last 15 years or so. And every year, A Hero puts on what we call the Pensacola Beach Warrior Hookup. This is our 13th year doing it. We raise the money to purchase the airline tickets, lodging, and meals to bring in the wounded, injured, and disabled veterans and first responders from different parts of the nation. And we bring them here to spend basically three and a half days of fellowship, camaraderie. We obviously break a lot of bread together. Friday, the 16th of August, will be the big day, the fishing day. And the community of boat owners just kind of falls out and takes small groups of these vets and first responders out fishing. And it's an experience of a lifetime. Some of these boats, you know, I get a shout out to the panhandler. That's Mr. Tim O'Brien with Levin Law Firm. He donates his, I don't know, I think it's like a 65-foot sport fishing yacht. It's Cape Hatteras, I believe. The Breathe Easy comes in from Orange Beach to the Miss Mam. These are 72-foot Viking sport fishers. And so it's not so much about the fishing trip, although it is a world-class opportunity. It's about making connection and those relationships that we can build with fellow veterans on the back of these boats and then throughout the rest of the weekend allow for us to break down barriers to communication. And with that comes the ability to discuss and convey and have dialogue about things that veterans and first responders typically have a hard time communicating with loved ones. And when we can break through that and we can start to identify some of the real problems that they're facing, many of which are exacerbated by opiate-based pain meds and antidepressants that are coming from, you know, coming from a lot of different places, not just the VA. And so if we can work towards getting off the substances, building the relationships, doing things out in Mother Nature where we know for a fact that that has second and third order positive effects on quality of life and how people are feeling both physically and mentally. So those are it's kind of what we do for those 3 or 4 days. And then we maintain contact as they go forward. And then we have a pay it forward program where those vets typically reach out to the folks that they've served with and they know. And that's how we kind of keep this thing going.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, not only for your service, but your service continues.
Yes, ma'am.
In the community, and that is so important. I just want to make sure we're on our way out, but Keith, new location?
We are in a new location over there in South Halifax Street, 850 downtown. So it's right there by the Bay Area where they hey, next week, next month, don't miss the show. It's annual enrollment time for a lot of our services. Medicare is one of